Well, good morning, saints. Amen. Amen. I am so glad and privileged to be here today. As Pastor Conley has said, I am a student ministry director in Manville, Texas, and I also work for CRU. I work in the high school division. I currently work in Spring Branch ISD, so I work with Memorial High School and trying to get in all the schools over there. Also, I am a resident coordinator for Apartment Life, which is a ministry that I take place in Sunnyside, which is Third Ward, which is the hood. And I go down there into the apartments and I minister to people in their apartments. So the Lord has blessed me tremendously. I've just had my 23rd birthday this Tuesday. And thank you. I know I look like I'm 30, I'm sorry. But the Lord he gave me that, and I've been preaching for about 13 years now. So I've been preaching since I was 10 years old. And through the obedience of my parents to raise me up in the Lord, I am here today ministering in front of you guys. And happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Amen, amen, amen. My father is one also. The passage of scripture I chose today, it was been put on my heart for a very long time, and it is a sermon that I will preach over and over and over again, and that is just, as the title of the sermon, A Passion for the People. And a passion for the people, a love for the people, a heart from the people, starts from within you through Christ Jesus. And we can't reach people. The church is here to reach people. And if we don't set aside ourselves, then we won't be able to reach anyone. And we become conceited. We become a corrupt church. And the Lord is not pleased with that. And so Philippians 2 is a great passage to start off with. And also, let me pray before I start, because I'm about to go. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, let the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing in your sight. And let the peace that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. All right. So what we have here today, our first point of today, for a passion for the people, is in order to reach the people, we must die to ourselves and our opinions. So I will read again Philippians 2, 1 through 4. And it says, "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind, doing nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interest of others." So as we read this today, we are called to reach the world. We are called to reach people that are our neighbors. We're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. That is the second commandment that Jesus gave to us when the Pharisees asked him, what should we do? And he said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then he also said, to love your neighbor as yourself. And what Philippians 2, 1 through 4 demonstrates, it just shows us how far we have to go in order to truly reach the people. And that means that we cannot show partiality. We cannot show a difference between people, not even political differences, not even racial differences, not even communal differences. We can't do that because that's not what God has called us to do. And I almost forgot about my PowerPoint. Is that I actually have some pictures of some students that I served over the years, and also a picture of my family. So yeah, so this is my family here. My sister, this is her dorm. She's going to Prairie View A&M. That's where she's attending now. That's a very recent picture of us. This is a picture of about half of my students in Manville. We had a thing called Game Show Night, and the kid in the red shirt, his name is Luke. He's a fifth grader. He calls himself proudly a nerd. So, and he was very upset. He's very competitive too, and he lost. And he was like, I am not smiling for any of the pictures. And he did not smile in any of the pictures that we took of him. This is a picture of a camp that I was in Florida, not Colorado, in Florida, serving the students there at Champion Fours. This is my team of 20. We were Nigeria, and we wore it proudly. You know, we were great. We had some of the most fun. I love all of these students. This is also a picture of me serving some students in Colorado. We were just flexing, I guess. That's a word that the students know. We were just showing out, you know, how good we look. But this is just, Carlos, he's another minister for Crew. He ministers in A-Leaf, and we have Katie here, the student to the left of me. He goes to Stratford, and she goes to Kingwood Park. This is one of my first ministries that I actually started at Decania High School, the school I graduated in 2014. This is us serving at the Star of Hope. And so the reason why I show you all of these pictures is to say that, hey, that in order for us to reach the people, we have to put everything aside. All of our opinions aside, prejudgment that we have of that person, in order to, you can't do all of this ministry, you can't show love to all these people if you're still dealing with internal issues within your hearts. And as you see, I had a pretty diverse group of people on the screen, you know, black, white, Hispanic, all of Filipino, all of it, and it's because God loved covers everyone, and also covers a multitude of sin, and all of our sin is the same. But by the blood of Jesus, by his stripes, we are healed. And that's why, as Christians, we should be able to reach all across the world. And I'm so glad that we were praying for Angola today, and seeing that people are not just reaching people here in the States, but all over the world. So that was such a blessing to see. I don't see that often. Secondly, my phone turned off, Lord. Just talking about partiality, if you bear with me, I'm going to read from James 2, 1 through 4. And it says, my brothers, show no partiality as you hold faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and says, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourself and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? Amen. So this partiality that we speak of, there is zero tolerance for partiality in God's world. There is zero tolerance for discrimination and prejudice. There is zero tolerance for division. Because we know where division comes from. Division comes from the enemy. For the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and we cannot be distracted by the wiles of this life. We cannot be distracted by the evil of this life. And sometimes when we look, sometimes we are so distracted that we forget that we have been tempted by destruction. That we have so much comfort in ourselves is that we're so scared to witness to people is because we still have some insecurities about ourselves. And we can't do that. We can't do that as a child of God, because if Jesus had insecurities, if Jesus had prejudice, we would not be here today. We would not be here today if Jesus said, let us take all of these opinions. He humbled himself. I'm almost getting ahead of myself, but you know, he humbled himself for us so that we may live. Secondly, it says, in order to reach the people, we must die to ourselves and take up the cross as our Savior has done. And I'll reread again Philippians 2, 5 through 8. And it says, have this mind amongst yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So with this reading, we see that the King of Glory, the Son of God, the Master of the universe, put himself in flesh, a thing to fathom, a thing that we truly cannot grasp. I don't even think any of us would do it. It's like saying, like, hey, I need to, if you were a toy maker, and you know, I guess your toys are committing sins against each other. And then you would put on a form of that and take yourself from that position and sacrifice yourself for your own creation. Would you do that? Anyone who has a job, you know, anyone who has a project, you know, how many of you would actually die for your project? You know, how many of you would die for anything other than, you know, yourself? And then that would be contradictory. But but the thing is like, how many of us would actually do that? But Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, became a servant. And then one thing that we need to think about is how do we actually serve our community? What do we do for those who are less fortunate? And not even the ones that are on the streets. Because I go into school, Memorial High School is a predominantly white high school, is one of the richest high schools in Houston. And I've been in Third Ward, I've been in Spring, I've been in all backgrounds. I graduated from Decaney High School, and I see all different types of struggles. But all these struggles and all the sin leads down to the same road. And so my friends and my students at Memorial High School, they might have more mental issues, psychological issues, depression, anxiety, drug abuse, all of these things. And it's no difference. There is no difference when it comes to the struggles of so many people. So when I enter the high school, I don't come in with prejudgment. I'm like, hey, how can I serve you today? And the funny thing is, Philippians 2 is probably one of the only chapters I read to some of my students, because it shows them what Christ looks like and how we should display it to others. That we cannot be of ourselves, but we must decrease in order for Yahweh to increase. And that's John 3:30. It says, he must increase, but I must decrease. We must die to ourselves. We must put all things aside because we don't have that much life to live. We just don't. We cannot wait for tomorrow. We must do this today. Because what if Jesus didn't wait for you? What if the person that brought Jesus to you when you were in sin, what if they waited for you? The possibilities are endless. People lose their lives every day. They lose their life. And so that's why I'm so passionate about reaching the youth. I'm so passionate about it because I see a bright future ahead. Sometimes, you know, I was looking at a lot of my pictures and I was like, man, it's just, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, how do you celebrate your birthday? I'm like, I don't even care. Like, I just like being around people. I just like being around people. And, you know, sometimes, like, you know, just to be honest with you, sometimes I don't even care. Sometimes I neglect my own well-being because I'm so worried about and I care about so many other people's well-being. I sacrifice my own self in order for other people to experience joy in their life. And isn't that just what Christ did? He put his own life on the line. He put his own mental health because he was sweating blood. He put his own life, his own back, his own clothing, his home, his family, everything on the line for us. And that's how much love we have to give to others. It's not a love that is partial. It's not a love that chooses. It's unconditional. It's without contract. It's without stipulations. It is a love that oversees and overpowers any obstacle in your life. Last but not least, when we put others before ourselves as Jesus has done, he will exalt you when you least expect it. Amen. So I'm going to read Philippians 2, 9 through 11. And it says, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And as we see here, all the pain that Jesus went through beforehand, it wasn't for nothing. It wasn't for nothing. His death wasn't for nothing. His sadness wasn't for nothing. The sky turning back, God turning his back on his only son wasn't for nothing. But now Jesus Christ has been exalted amongst all of his enemies, amongst all of his friends, and those who do not know him yet. And they will know him soon. Because it says that every knee will bow, every tongue shall confess. Just a few months back, just a little bit of my testimony for this year, is I was actually working for Target. Almost made a year. I was not a student ministry director. I still work for Crew, and I was in the process of becoming a resident coordinator for apartment life. it was a very different road for me. It was very different. And my father would say, "You don't belong in Target." Even though I served the people well, I got let go. And it made me so distraught, because I'm a person that likes to take care of myself. I like to have my own means. I like to, you know, I like to provide. That's what God designed man to be providers. So I want to provide for myself. And it came at a time that I didn't think that I was going to make it. It came at a time that I actually was going to be involved with two camps. As we look at the pictures, you don't have to scroll. If you remember the pictures, a lot of those pictures were in the same timeline, in the same month. I was in Florida from June 3rd to the 8th. Went to my sister's graduation that morning and made a flight to Colorado that same day, because I was a speaker in both locations. And so, and at the moment, I was unemployed. I was unemployed. But beforehand, the Lord set up an interview for me with the church that I go with now. And I had a peace about it for some reason. I had a peace and a joy that surpasses all understanding. And at the moment, you know, my pops was like, "Yo, hey, I understand that you got to serve God, but you need to get a J-O-B. And I was like, I understand. But I was like, "Hey, I made a promise to God. I already made this commitment, and I'm going to fulfill it." And I had a savings too, so, but that ran dry. It ran real dry. And so after that, I posted a bunch of pictures of my students and the people that I love. And I posted, I was like, "God, you have literally taken me to the shores of Florida and the mountaintops of Colorado. And I did this for you. I did this to love your people as you've loved me. But Lord God, you know where I'm at right now. And if you can just show me the same love that I've shown to you kids, that would be amazing." And a few months later, not even a month later, actually, a month or two later, July 10th, I became the student ministry director of Redeemer Church that I'm preaching now. When I was struggling, when I had no hope, I was going through a mild depression, because it's just hard feeling hopeless when you put all your effort forward. Also, I got let go when I got a raise. I should have been promoted, because I had so many relationships with people in Target in the Heights area, but God was like, "This is not for you." So it was very hopeless for me at that moment. But through all of that pain, because I put people first, I put God first, I put people first. Remember those two commandments. And then I'll read it again. It says, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And so I'm not saying that we are Jesus, no. But we are his children, and he gives us good gifts. And Jesus, not saying that he earned it, but he did it, and it came to fruition. He said, "I will love the children no matter what they do, no matter what they say." And so Jesus even said that we would do greater things than he. And that's what he showed in my life, in my testimony, when I was almost down and out. That God said, "I did not forget you, Patrick McGowan. I didn't forget you when you were at your lowest, Lord. I'm going to bless you. And now I'm serving with all my students, my beautiful students." And actually, one of my last scriptures, it says, Luke 14:10. It says, "But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. There is a reward in humility. There comes much love. There comes much satisfaction when you say, hey, I'm going to die to myself today so that someone else might live. Amen. I'm going to pray. Lord God, I just thank you for this word that is so true and is so evident. And I just thank you for this church for inviting me here today to speak to them about your love and what you did for us on the cross and how we should live, not only for ourselves, but for others and for you, Father, as you've put in your word. Lord God, let us continue to fellowship and let us continue to grow. And let not your spirit leave us, Father, when we fall astray from your presence. In your name I pray. Amen.